Now in our Dream Team interview, he's going to go down to Sweet Springs and talk with Sweet Springs girls basketball coach Brent Niemeyer. And Brent, you had a couple players that were on the or are on the KMZU Dream Team. Talk first of all about senior Addison Snyder.
Addison Snyder was our lone senior who finished out the season for us. And, you know, she's just a definition of what you want as a senior captain. She's a definition of what you want as a team player. She was the type of player that earned everything she got, you know, from a freshman. We have a group of freshmen. When she was a freshman, that they all played nothing but JV. They didn't even dress varsity. Then her sophomore year, we thought she would be a sub for us, and we had a couple girls that tore their ACL, and she went from being a sub to a starter the entire season. And so kind of got thrown to the wolves really early and continued to progress, and she's always been a great athlete and a hard worker. And then, you know, her junior year, those couple girls that were ahead of her came back, and without complaining one bit, she took her role as a sub and coming off the bench, and has always been a really, really good defensive player for us her entire career. And that's how she started the season. And I told her, you know, after we had our other senior, Emma Sims, went down with an injury, you know, so we really needed her to step up scoring. And she really did, really became a really good outside shooter for us, continued to play really good defense, continued to be a role model for our younger, less experienced girls. And like I said, we're really going to miss her. You know, she'd tell you that basketball is not her number one sport, but she's one of those kids, you know, at a school our size that you really need. And like I said, the biggest thing is she's just the definition of a team player, and did everything you ever asked for as far as working hard and putting the team first, and we're really going to miss her as a program.
And I would think with Addison being your lone senior, Brent, I bet she provided pretty good leadership for your team this year.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I've kind of adopted a motto in all the sports I've coached over the years is, you know, after a while is, you know, your best teams are going to be player-led, you know, and not coach-fed, as they say. And you know, she is one of the reasons, like some of the other seniors we've had in the past, that I can do that. You know, when it came to communication with the girls, I would meet with her and Emma and tell her, and then she would relay that message to the kids and kind of, you know, treated them as, you know, additional assistant coaches. And that's a huge part of it, you know, being able to know when it's not just your voice, but when it's coming from one of your seniors. It really makes a big difference on the team.
And then your other Dream Team player, very talented junior player, Michaela Malter. Talk about Michaela.
Yeah, Michaela is an exceptional basketball player and even a better kid. You know, I told her at the beginning of the year, you know, it makes it really easy as a coach when your star player is also one of your hardest workers, when your star player leads by example, and when your star player is vocal. It makes your job as a coach be much easier. And you know, she's something truly special. You know, she is a junior. She's a three-time all-conference player, a three-time all-district player. She's already scored her 1,000th point. And I think early in the first part of the season next year, she's going to become our all-time girls leading scorer here at Sweet Springs. And the biggest compliment I can give Michaela, as I've told a lot of other people, is, you know, you look at her stats and she can obviously score, and, you know, she's our point guard, and so she handles the ball 90% of the time. She's on the front of her. We basically ran a diamond press the entire season. And with that being said, I bet you she literally probably played 99% of the minutes. She doesn't come out. And the biggest compliment I can give her is the fact that she makes everybody else on our team better. You know, and a lot of coaches say that, but I think anybody who watches us can tell you that we've got a lot of really hardworking girls. But a lot of girls are really good athletes first, basketball players second, and she makes them be very good basketball players, and that's the biggest compliment I could ever give a player.
And you co-ops, Sweet Springs co-ops with Malta Bend in basketball, and I believe Michaela comes from the Malta Bend area, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. You know, that's been a very good situation for both our schools, whether it be in football or basketball now. To where I think is allowed, you know, Malta Bend, who had a really great tradition of basketball, you know, unfortunately their numbers were down enough they couldn't necessarily consistently field a team. And then we kind of reap the rewards of, because we've really, really been lucky on the boys and girls side to have some players that have not just been contributors, but like in Michaela's case, have been absolute stars for us and are going to end up going down. Michaela's, like I said, is going to go down as arguably one of the best girls basketball players we've ever had here at Sweet Springs.